But this is what we never do. We never examine it because it's a priori. We take it as a given that we're individuals and that what we do is individualistic, that it's my idea, it's my action, it's my intention. It's my desire. The problem is not the action, the desire, the intention, the thought. The problem is the my. Sure, there was a desire. Sure, there was a thought. Sure, there was an action. But it wasn't yours. The yours is a concept that's been added to it. I remember reading a long time ago, so I can't tell you where or who, but I remember reading an anthropological article about a tribe, a very isolated Aboriginal tribe that had no word in its language for mine or yours. Everything was referenced in the group, in the generic. So in their language, they spoke about walking, but there was no way to say, I'm walking, or you're walking. There was only a way to infer walking is happening. That would be much more accurate to what actually happens in this universe. We happen to have a language that has a different base. We have words that say my and yours, and therefore those concepts seem real because they exist in the language. But to that Aboriginal tribe, they wouldn't have a clue what we're talking about. They have no concept and no linguistic convention to differentiate one person from another. Talk about tribal. Now that's really tribal. There's just the tribe. And since they were isolated, they didn't know of other tribes. So as far as they were concerned, they were all the people on the planet. And if anybody went for a walk, then walking is. To my way of thinking, that's recognizing the limitations that are inherent in being a human being. There's a few things we can do, and there's other things we can never do. We don't have words for the things we can never do. We can say them in sentences, we can allude to them, but even beyond those, there are ones we can't even think because we have no concept for it. But I guarantee you, there's all kinds of things that we can't do, that we can't even imagine that they exist. Because we can't imagine them. Just like that tribe couldn't imagine the idea of a bunch of individuals. So this is much wiser, recognizing that there are inherent limitations. And this is what we generally don't do. Particularly these days, when there's a popular cultural notion of you can do anything you set your mind to. This is the cruelest thing that people can say to a child, if you ask me.